Thank him.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Just in a minute, I just want you to please stretch forth your hands towards your pastor. Your pastor, Zona Father, Area Father, and his family. I want you to pray for them. Mommy, John, your husband, I just want you to stretch forth your hands towards them and say, Father, Father, they will not lose their reward. You will bless them in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the midnight. You will bless them. They will not weep over their children. They will not weep over their children's children. They will not weep over you. In the mighty name of Jesus, shall we pray for them? Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God bless you as you pray for your pastor. And I want you to please lay your right hands on your head. You are going to pray for yourself. This month marks the end of the first quarter of this in this year. You are going to pray for yourself and say, Father, Father, every plans of the enemy concerning me that says I will not make it, that I will not rejoice, Father, destroy in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, pray for yourself. Lay your hands on yourself and pray for yourself. Throughout this month, throughout this year, you will rejoice. You will rejoice. You will rejoice. Oh, ni sunkun lori omo. Oh, ni sunkun lori aya. Oh, ni sunkun lori ijo Olorun to wa nnu eyin. Ayo Olorun yo ma je ti eni gbogbo ona. Pray for yourself. That the joy of the Lord shall be your portion. You will not weep over your children. You will not weep over your wife. You will not weep over yourself. You will not weep over your pastor. They will not dump you in the mortuary. This month will not sweep you away. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. I suspect that's your amen. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. My Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. Gracious Redeemer, we want to hallow your name. Eternal Father, we want to bless you. For who you are, for what you are, and for what you will still be. You are unchangeable God. You are the unlimited God. You are the I am that I am. You are the high and lofty one. Our great Redeemer. Our great Deliverer. We bless your name. We honor your name. We adore your name. We exalt your name. Lord, we thank you very much, O God, for the month of January. We bless you, immortal God, because Lord God Almighty, you are with us. And you allow us to want to move from January to February. Lord God Almighty, we just thank you. We bless your holy name. We traveled around. We move about. May it not allow the February to take us away. Lord, here we are before you in the month of March. And we thank you, immortal God, that this month of March will not march us away. Will not march us down.
in the name of Jesus. Rather, we will march to the top in the name of Jesus. And as you've allowed us to enter into this month, mighty and everlasting Father, every of our goodness will not elude us in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, we have come to give praise unto you, to thank you, to honor you, to adore you, to exalt you, for even touching us this morning. There are a lot of people that we slept together last night. Lord, you refuse to touch them. Lord God Almighty, you touch us, immortal God, we bless your name. That we are alive, we bless your name. Lord, accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. We are going to your word right now. Speak to us in Jesus' name. And when it is time to worship your name, give us the heart of gratitude to bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I want to look at your neighbor once again and tell your neighbor, congratulations. You don't love your neighbor. I can see some people when they are looking at their neighbor, they just squeeze their face. Look at your neighbor and smile at your neighbor. And if you don't have a neighbor, just come and meet me here. You don't have a neighbor. You don't have a neighbor, come and meet me here. I want to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor for me. And say, my neighbor.
My neighbor.
My neighbor.
My neighbor.
You will rejoice. Throughout this year, in the mighty name of Jesus, joy will not cease from your portion, from your house, from your domain, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we shall praise God together. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. How many of us are happy to be here this morning? How many of us are happy to be in the presence of the Almighty God? Amen. You should rejoice. A lot of people, they iron their clothes and their what they prepare that today they are going to be in the presence of the Lord to go and do what? To go and worship God. But God did not allow them. God allow you. You have your leg here. Let me see your hands up. You have your hands here. Let me see your hands up. You can reason very well. Let me see your hands up. That you are not eating from the dunghill. Let me see your hands up. That they are not using cane. They are not using cane to feed you. Let me see your hands up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor again. My neighbor, what you need to do today is to praise God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength. Praise the Lord, somebody. We are here this morning to come and worship God. But before we do that, I want to appreciate the Almighty God for Miracle Center. This is a wonderful church. A beautiful church. A glorious church. Miracle Center. I am a product of a Miracle Center. Praise the Lord, somebody. I was telling somebody, I said, in May 1993, we came here to come and establish this place together with our Father and the Lord, Pastor G. O. Uni. Praise the Lord, somebody. So this is the world. This is the church of all what? Of all churches. And thank God that we have our Father in the Lord in the house to come and pastor this place. Father in the Lord, Dele Ikotun, and our mommy Ikotun. God bless you real good. God bless you real good. How many of us love them?
Both here, love woman. You have to love them by force. But I believe you love them. You know, you have to love your pastor. I love my pastor. Tell your neighbor, I love my pastor.
I love my pastor.
Who is your pastor? Can anybody ask me, who is my own pastor? That the general overseer. Praise the Lord, somebody. Pastor Adeboye is my pastor. Hallelujah. The one who ordained me, who anointed me, who asked me to go and be his hands, his mouth, his ears, his nose in province 21. Praise the Lord, somebody. He's my pastor. But I have my own pastor. The pastor that pastored me, the pastor is now late. Pastor Olukowajo. Pastor Olukowajo. Praise the Lord, somebody. But I have a lot of pastors. Praise the Lord, somebody. And even the Baba that baptized me is still alive today. It's my Oga, direct Oga, Pastor Oluadidayo. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. And I bring greetings from our Father in the Lord this morning, who asks us to thank you and to bless you and to appreciate you for what you are doing here. When we were coming, we saw that the atmosphere has changed. God bless you real good. Because without you there can be no pastor. And all of us that we have contributed in one way or the other to see that this church is marching forward, the Lord will come to replenish our pockets in Jesus' name. And all the ministers of God, I appreciate you all, though. You are my Oga. God bless you all. God bless you real good. Those who are on the altar and those who are down there, God bless you, sirs, and God bless you, ma. Praise the Lord, somebody. And I'm here with my lover, with my pastor. With my evangelist, with my wife. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. That's my mama. This morning, we want to worship the Almighty God. But before we do that, I just want you to open your Bible to Psalm 50, verse 14. Psalm 50, verse 14. I want the technical to give us Psalm 50. Verse 14 says, offer unto God sacrifice, thanks offering to God, fulfill your vow to the Most High. Praise the Lord, somebody. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay your vow to the Most High. And Psalm 69 verse 30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with. This morning, we just want to talk to us briefly on a topic that says, no matter my condition, I will praise the Almighty God. Tell your neighbor, no matter your condition, I will praise the Almighty God. The topic is, no matter my condition, I will praise the Almighty God. The reason why you must praise the Almighty God is because, let me tell you, if you put the problem on your head, the problem will still be there, will not go. The problem will not go. But the only problem solver is God. And the only thing that you can do for him to remove that problem, that condition that you find yourself, is to do what? Is to praise him. You may say, Pastor, why are you telling me to praise the Almighty God? With all what I pass through, or with what I am passing through, let me tell you, you will pass through that thing. You will pass through that problem, and some people are still coming behind you that are still going to pass through that problem. You are not the only one in that problem. Praise the Lord, somebody. You are not the only one in that difficulties. The only thing that can help you
that can exonerate you from that problem is when you what? When you hand over that problem to the Almighty God. Praise the Lord, somebody. You may say, Pastor, why must I praise the Almighty God? I'm going to 40 something and I'm yet to have a what? A man in my life. I am going to 50 and I am yet to have a woman in my life. My dear, why can't you praise the Almighty God? The praises we want, we go and what? And locate your man, and your man, what? We locate you. You may say, Pastor, you said I should offer unto God a sacrifice of praise, and my business is nosediving. Let me tell you, as you are praising God today, as you'll be praising the Almighty God today, that your problem, that your business will resurrect again in the mighty name of Jesus. I suspect that's your amen. That's your what? That's your business will revive back again in the mighty name of Jesus. You may say, Pastor, you are telling me to offer a sacrifice of praise unto the Almighty God. But what I'm seeing in my dream, I cannot share it with anybody. Somebody was pinging me, somebody pinged me and said, Pastor, I had a dream. I had a nightmare, and I asked him, what happened after that nightmare? He said, I just prayed. I said, yes, thank God that you prayed. After prayer, I answered him back. I said, after prayer, go and begin to worship the Almighty God. Begin to thank the Almighty God for that nightmare. Praise the Lord, somebody. Thank God Almighty. Because your enemy is a coward. If he's not a coward, how can he come in your what? In your dream. If he knows that what? He has power, let him come and face you. Praise the Lord, somebody. Pastor, what are you talking about? The reason why you must worship him, reason why you must praise him, because he has what? He has created you for you to be what? To be the one that will gladden his heart. Praise the Lord, somebody. And the only way you can gladden the heart of the Almighty God is to do what? Is to give him the praise that he deserves. The reason why you must praise him is because he didn't allow you to go or to die in that battle. When I was coming yesterday from the camp, I was in the car wash there, right in my presence like this, an accident happened. Around past five on that bridge over there. And I asked myself, this is where I passed through. I passed this place to go and what? To negotiate that under bridge. And I began to do what? I began to praise the Almighty God. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with what? And into his court with what? And be thankful unto who? And bless who? Is Bible lying? That is the word of God to you from David. When we want to look at the word, at the life of David, David should not praise God at all. Should not. Why? Can somebody ask me why? Because even in his family, they've relegated him to the background. David always what? Always be in the what? in the bush, tending his father's what? His father's sheep. His brothers, all his brothers, they will be in the house, enjoying, eating. They will be eating pandediam or elesabel. Praise the Lord, somebody. They'll be at home. Even when God asked Samuel to go and anoint him, he was not around. And he asked, is there any other? In fact, he has been what? He has been forgotten. Until they said, But inside that bush, God gave him an inspiration. What? He wrote all the words, some of the Psalms. Why? Because he loved to praise the Almighty God. When you love to praise the Almighty God, things will turn around for you. Praise the Lord, somebody. When you begin to magnify him, when you stop complaining, you continue to complain. But instead of what? Just hand over that complaint to what? To him. And begin to thank him. Why? Because he loved to praise the Almighty God. God said through the mount of Samuel that we are not going to sit down. We are not going to sit down until what? Until they fetch him. And he was in the bush praising the Almighty God, thanking the Almighty God. Out of the backside of the desert, backside of what? Of life. God, what? God brought him what? Forward. That is what the Lord is going to do for you. Yeah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. To round it up, let me give you a testimony. I was somewhere in the north. And that time was a turbulent time for me in the ministry. Turbulent time. You know, Yoruba man sọ pe tomo de o ba ti de bi eru. Olen ti o mo ogun lo nse kini. You know, when the enemy fights you, you know that is the enemy that is fighting you. But when the people that you are calling Jesus together, when they begin to fight you, ki lo fe pe si won? Amen. The man that you are in the church together, my dear sister, you dress very well like this. Looking gorgeous. Do you think as they see you? Is she the only one? Are you the only man? But I was somewhere in the north. I want to tell you what praise can do. I was telling that person, in any condition that you find yourself, just begin to praise the Almighty God. It will not be easy, but just cultivate the habit of what? Of praising him. Praising him. Praising him. One hot afternoon. How many of you know north is what? Always hot. Very hot. And where I was then, very, very hot. When you see the Hausa people, they wear something very hot like that. You will see them cover their head everywhere. But in my own case, I will wear what? I will put on knicker and then just t-shirt. At times I remove my t-shirt because of what? Because of that heat. And one afternoon, because of the turbulence that I was facing. And let me tell you, when you want to praise the Almighty God, forgive those who have offended you. Tell your neighbor, forgive those who have offended you. I was in my room, very hot afternoon, just praising God. And all of a sudden, Holy Spirit now ministered to me that what? I was looking at the picture of somebody, and the Holy Spirit now told me that you better forgive that person, because your miracle is at what? Is at the corner. Your miracle is at the corner. And I know miracle of somebody is what? Is at the corner. Just forgive those people that are what? And I will listen and I obeyed. Right there, I said, God, I forgive this man. Because I know that this man is among the people that are doing me. And Yoruba said, tell them about the fortire on you. If God has shown you your what? It cannot It cannot kill you. But there are some heady enemies that they are what? As you know them like this. My God will give you grace. My God will give you power to conquer them in the mighty name of Jesus. The one that said what? I've entered into the month of March with you. One ikije. One ikadu. One ikaoshu. And this will happen when you what? When you worship God. And all of a sudden, just around it all. I just had a phone call from Lagos. That works. Because at that time, I've been praying, God, I need a promotion. I need a promotion. You know, for somebody to be on one level, for what? For 10 years. Not that I'm not working. By His grace, I worked. And I was praying, God, I need my miracle. I want to move from this level. I'm tired of this level. And God said, begin to praise me. And I had a phone call that your this thing is what is on the GOZ desk, on the table. And even the moment I had that one, I just jumped up. I began to do what? I began to praise the Almighty God. I began to praise the Almighty God. Every day, praises. In the church, praises. Every day, praises. But at the end of the day, what praise can do? That praise that I have been giving to God catapulted me from level 7 to level 11. How many promotion is that? It's not double. Triple. Is it quadruplet? Quadruple. Praise the Lord, somebody. Because the praises that you want to give to God will what? Will allow you to outshine people that has gone before you. Praise the Lord, somebody. Somebody, you're not excited in this church. Are you excited at all? The praises that you're going to give to God will allow you to outrun all your enemies. As long as I've been looking to God for promotion, you are waiting for your promotion. Before the end of this month, for you and your children, the Lord will promote you. The Lord will promote you. Praise God in any condition you find yourself. Praise God that before the end of this month, the Lord will allow the man to locate you. The Lord will allow the woman to locate you. Praise the Lord, somebody. You know, God told Ezekiel, can this world live? And he answered, yes. And what happened? He said, prophesy. I prophesy into your life. As you are giving God a worthy praise this morning, a worthy sacrifice this morning, the Lord will allow your bones to locate you. Allow your flesh to locate you. Allow your woman to locate you. Allow your man to locate you. Allow your water deteriorating hell and in health to come back to normal. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your contract that you have been running after, they will call you. They will call you. They will call you. They will call you. In the place of whom I stand this morning, as you are giving God a quality praise this morning, that contract, nobody will take it from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, enter his court with what? Psalm 107. And let them Psalm 107 verse 22. Psalm 107 22 says, and let them sacrifice the sacrifice of what? And declare what? And what? With rejoicing. The reason why you must praise the Almighty God for the last time is that what? You are not a stone. You are not what? A stone. You are like God. Mommy, you resemble God. The way God is, that is where you, that is how you are. Amen. You are God. That is why you must what? You must thank Him. Two things praise will do in your life. Number one, when you give Him praise. When you give Him praise, number one, your health. Your health will be restored back. Because there's nobody that praises the Almighty God that remains in sickness. Number two, when you praise God, He will what? He will open the windows of heaven for you. He will open what? How many of us are ready to praise the Almighty God this morning? You are ready. I sense when they are, thank God for our choir. I forgot to appreciate you. Eh? You are wonderful. Especially the Oga. God will bless you real good. God will bless you real good. God will bless you real good. That our song, you will come and sing it now. Show yourself. The first one. Eh? Eh? They were dancing, some of us, until the man on the what on the keyboard said we should what? Well, if you are sitting on the seat, you are on the wrong on no. You should not be psyched before you give praise to your God. I want to firewall in Benin. That you are not using banners to cover yourself. There are some banners before when you put on banner, you don't cut it, you put it like that. But because the mad people, they are not using the banner, they will remove the banner and cover themselves. They begin to cut it. So people are using banners. You are not sleeping under the bridge. You travel every day, even from your work, from your room to your kitchen, is what? Is a journey. From your room to your bedroom is what? Is a journey. O wa l'Olorun se fun e. Ki lo fe dupe lowo Olorun fun? Ki l'Olorun se? Tori pe o ti bimo. Won le n to bimo won lo so an se kini? En ti o bimo nko. Why are you comparing yourself with others? When you begin to compare yourself with others, you cannot praise the Almighty God the way you should praise Him. That you are riding, somebody is riding Bugatti, and then you are riding negative. That somebody is riding Bugatti or Ferrari, let me tell you, you will ride more. The one that is even more than what? More than Bugatti. That someone, only wash or I should do a long way. That what? Eh? Some people, when they dress like this, when you look at them, they will look like what? Like Max Creed. But you dress, you look very beautiful and some. Some people are just envy you. Why must I praise God? What has He done? What has He done? What has He done? The Bible says, woe unto them that compare themselves with themselves. Rise up. That you have bungalow. Thank God for that bungalow. Amen. Amen, sir. that you have what? You have mansions. Thank God. That you are still paying rent. Thank God. That you that you are paying rent, you will what? You will build us one day. Why can't you thank the Almighty God? And then you are comparing yourself. Instead of what comparing yourself, begin to thank God for that person. That you that has done this one for this man, you will do my own. I praise because you will do my own. So choir. Choir. And I want us to to join them to sing that song. Eh? Oh yeah, choir. Oh yeah.